So one of the things we're coming to realize right now is that human cognition is not very impressive. Welcome to this podcast. I'm Mike Adams. I'm an AI developer of multiple online platforms built with AI, platforms that are very popular like brightlearn.ai. I'll talk more about some of those platforms later on. But, you know, right now, I would say in the last week, finally, lots and lots of people are coming to realize that they're going to be replaced by AI, or there's a threat that their jobs will be replaced by AI. And for some reason, it only just now hit people, even though I've been warning about this for, 2 years now, publicly. And for most of those 2 years, people were like, no, that's never going to happen, you know. I remember last year, I said, you know, AI is going to replace virtually all human doctors, at least the GPs, because doctors don't do anything that can't be automated. You know, they assess a symptom and then they prescribe a drug. It's a very simple matrix, actually. And people push back on the, oh, no, machines can never do what doctors do. Want a bet? See, the problem is that medicine's been automated. Doctors aren't even allowed to be human. You see, this is my point, that across the corporate culture in America and much of the world, when you walk into your office cubicle, your employer doesn't want you to be human. They want you to be a machine. They want you to do a task. Here, write code. You know, here, answer customer service emails. Here, do this engineering of this building. Okay? These are robotic tasks. And because they're robotic, they can be easily automated with machine cognition. And what we're really finding out today is that most office workers aren't doing much, especially in government. They're mostly sitting around, you know, punch it in on the clock in order to collect a pension and get vacation days and benefits. And, you know, occasionally, maybe for an hour a day, they might actually do work, but they will avoid it every chance they get. And, you know, sitting around at the water cooler, chatting, taking breaks, pretending to work, writing tips reports, summarizing the report they just wrote using ChatGPT and then taking another hour break. Checking sports scores, checking their personal email, texting people, watching YouTube videos at work, etc. This is what people actually do at work. And it's hardly any work. Now, obviously, I know there are exceptions to this, and many of you listening, you're probably innovators, you're entrepreneurs, and that's not the way you work. Me neither. I mean, I'm actually doing amazing things, you know, at least 12 hours a day, innovating, building new features, creating content like I'm doing right now, etc. Very few people are as productive as you and I. Very few people. And because of that, and because of the fact that so many of them were lobotomized with the vaccines, it's not going to be very difficult for AI to replace the vast majority of human cognition. Or another way to put this is that AGI, artificial general intelligence, which has been defined as the ability to do basically everything that a human worker could do sitting behind a desk, it turns out that that bar is pretty low. That AGI, if you define it that way, it's already here. You know, because it's not that difficult to do what the typical human office worker does. They don't do much. And then the other argument I hear from some of the anti-AI people is, well, I saw an AI model make a mistake. It hallucinated. Therefore, we can't use it. You know, humans hallucinate worse than any machine by far. I mean, my God, there are still Trump supporters who think that Trump stands for America. You know, there are still people who think that vaccines work. I mean, the hallucination rate of humans versus machines is off the charts, different. You know, humans hallucinate like crazy. And beyond hallucinations, humans make errors like crazy. A typical human office worker, they make all kinds of mistakes. I mean, I got a property tax bill last year that was crazy high. I went to the tax office. What's the deal with this? Why is it seemingly 10 times too much? And they looked at it and said, yeah, we're off by one decimal point on your property taxes. Like, how is that possible? Well, somebody just entered it wrong, you know. Oh, okay. And interesting, these mistakes are always in your favor. You know, how come it wasn't 10 times less? I would have been happy to pay 10 times less. But, you know, maybe they're right. Maybe it's just some, what do they call it, fat finger. That's a phrase. It means people who type the wrong keys, right? Fat finger error. And all of a sudden, the property taxes go up 10x. But humans make these mistakes all the time. All the time. So again, the accuracy of AI in order to replace humans doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be better than humans. And that's a pretty low bar. And in fact, AI is already way beyond that. And sometimes I hear people complaining about AI. Oh, it invented it. It fabricated information. You need to go to a prompting class because your prompt sucks, or you're using the wrong model or something. You know, that's actually human error. There are ways to force AI to review its own output before it outputs it. I mean, it's not even difficult to do that. It's kind of standard practice these days. So if you're not doing that, you're not using it right. You know, it would be like trying to hammer a nail with the handle, the wooden handle end of the hammer. Like, this hammer doesn't work. You know, these nails aren't going down. I keep pounding and pounding and pounding. Dude, turn the hammer around. You got the wrong end. Oh, that's what that's for. I thought that was a handle. Oh, okay. See, that's what I'm talking about. People aren't that smart. And office workers aren't that productive, and they're not very capable. And they're easily replaceable in most cases. About 80% of the human workforce can be replaced technically within the next year. I'm not saying that will happen because there's, you know, corporate momentum and stay behinds and whatever. So it's going to take a few years, but about 80% can be replaced, you know, again, very soon. The other 20%, perhaps you could argue those are people who actually think and who are actually doing something. Yeah, they're going to keep their jobs for years to come. They're always going to have value. And frankly, a lot of those 20% are the people who are learning to use AI to make themselves better and more capable and more productive in their jobs. The lower 80%, they're not interested in AI. They don't think AI can replace them, and they're wrong. And it turns out that low intelligence people are very bad at understanding their limitations. it's another paradox that's well documented. So anyway, this is going to get interesting. Watch closely what happens and upgrade your skills. You know, use my tools that will make you smarter. Use my free book engine at brightlearn.ai and use my AI research engine at brightanswers.ai and keep watching my videos at brightvideos.com. with interviews and commentary and everything else, and you will upgrade your understanding of all of this. Guaranteed. You're going to learn something in every podcast. So follow me on my new video site, brightvideos.com, or you can follow my written word at naturalnews.com. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, AI developer, health ranger, innovator, open source advocate, freedom advocate, etc. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Manuka honey is a rich source of essential nutrients and antioxidants. Get one of the most potent honeys in the world with Health Ranger Select Premium Manuka honey. Only at healthrangerstore.com.